Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here and welcome back to the Resilient Solo. You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and you're juggling work, family, personal life. Everything feels like it's vying for your attention? Well, guess what? You're not alone. This is the reality for so many of us solopreneurs, parents, and even just folks trying to navigate this crazy world. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Setting boundaries. It might sound a little stiff at first, but trust me, it's the secret sauce to feeling more in control, less stressed, and way more fulfilled. We're going to talk about why boundaries are so important, how to identify them, and some practical tips to actually put them into action. Get ready to reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. Now, let's break down why setting boundaries is like giving yourself a personal superhero cape. Firstly, boundaries are your life's GPS system. Think of it like this. Without clear boundaries, you're driving around aimlessly, getting lost in everyone else's expectations and demands. Boundaries help you stay on track, prioritize what truly matters, and avoid burnout. Ever felt like a human yes machine, constantly saying yes to things even when you're already stretched thin? You know that feeling. It's exhausting. Boundaries are your way of saying no, gracefully, and protecting your precious time and energy. Secondly, boundaries build respect. When you set clear limits, you communicate your needs and values, which shows people how much you value yourself. It's not selfish, it's self-care. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your favorite couch, would you? Your time and energy deserve the same level of respect. Thirdly, boundaries create space for what truly matters. When you're constantly saying yes to everything, you miss out on opportunities to pursue your passions, spend quality time with loved ones, or even just relax and recharge. By setting boundaries, you create a more balanced life where you can dedicate time and energy to the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Okay, so how do we actually put these amazing boundary-setting superpowers into action? Let's talk about some practical tips. First up, identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that absolutely must happen in your day, week, or month to make you feel happy and fulfilled? Maybe it's having uninterrupted time for exercise, a daily walk with your dog, or even just 30 minutes of reading before bed. Once you know your priorities, you can start saying no to things that don't align with them. Next, learn the art of the graceful decline. You don't have to be rude or harsh when saying no. A simple, "Thank you so much for thinking of me, but I'm already committed to something else at the moment," is perfectly polite and effective. Remember, your time is valuable. And finally, communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to let people know what you need and expect. This might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. You deserve to have your needs met, and setting boundaries is the best way to make that happen. Okay, picture this. Sarah is a freelance writer with a full plate. She's juggling deadlines, client calls, and family commitments. One day, she receives an urgent request from a new client who wants her to complete a project by tomorrow. But Sarah already has a tight schedule and knows she can't realistically take on another project at this time. Instead of saying yes out of obligation, she politely declines the offer, explaining that she's fully booked for the week but would love to discuss future collaborations. By setting a clear boundary, Sarah protects her time, reduces stress, and preserves her energy for existing projects. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways on why setting boundaries is essential for your well-being, how they can actually boost your productivity and relationships, and some practical tips to start putting them into action today. Remember, saying yes to everything might seem nice in the moment, but saying no to protect your time, energy, and sanity is ultimately more fulfilling. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to setting boundaries? Share your thoughts, experiences, and any tips that have worked for you in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to creating more balanced and resilient lives. Don't forget to subscribe to the Resilient Solo for daily doses of inspiration and practical advice, because you deserve to feel empowered and ready to take on the world.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.